One of the homes in danger belongs to Lori Belante. Her family lost its home near an Indian reservation in the fires of 2003. They rebuilt, but then had to flee their new home on Sunday. She's been staying with her father-in-law.
Right now I'm in Lemon Grove, about 10 miles east of downtown San Diego.
And are you trying to keep track of what's happening with your house?
Yes, I've been watching the news all day long.
And so what is happening there?
Well, actually, there was quite a bit happening today. They got some fires near the house. One went around probably a mile away, but then the winds changed and it came back and it got quite a bit nearer. And for several hours, we weren't sure if we had a house or not, which was quite terrifying. But then we did find out around 4:30 that everything was okay and that the house was still there.
And fortunately, your family is not still there. How soon, how early did you evacuate?
We left about 7 o'clock Sunday. The fire started at 12:30 that afternoon, and we called to find out what was going on and listen to the news. And it was about 8 miles from our house at that point. And when the winds got really bad, it was just too much like the fire of 2003 that we decided we'd better leave and not take any chances.
Is this fire different in any way from the one in 2003?
The main difference for us was that it started during the day, whereas the one that started in 2003, we found out about it at 3 o'clock in the morning and had to leave immediately, so we weren't able to grab anything. And we weren't actually able to get out. We had to go back into the fire around behind our property.
Have you heard much from your neighbors?
Yes, I've kept in contact with one of them. Her home is still there. The fire hasn't gotten even any of the homes on the reservation, thank heavens. But everybody's concerned, and we're just waiting to be able to go home.
Does this make you rethink where you live at all?
You know what? It does. I don't know. We're kind of in a unique situation because the property we live on is a homestead of my husband's grandparents, which they homesteaded in 1930. And what happened 2 years later, the Barona Indian Reservation was formed. And it's just a real tricky situation. We're not really able to sell because of that. So that's part of the reason we stay there. I mean, part of it's because of the history we have there. And we really like it. It's peaceful and quiet. It's rural.
What did you manage to take and what did you have to leave behind?
All I had decided to pack up were pictures, which I had in a central location, of course, because I learned from the last fire that that's really critical. And we, of course, took our animals. We have a dog that's got 4 puppies. So we took them, our cat. We took, and you know, food enough, and that was it. We left our house, left, you know, just the basic stuff. Because we lost our house 4 years ago, and we've only had the new one for a year. We don't really have a lot in it.
One other thing. I'm sure because you've been following the news, you know that you're part of one of the larger mass evacuations in recent U.S. history. What's that feel like?
In the fire from before, we barely escaped with our lives. We had several neighbors and, well, friends who died in the fire. That we're just really grateful that we had time to pack up and get out of there safely and do what we needed to do. Right now, my heart's just really breaking for those people who have definitely lost their homes.
Well, thanks very much for taking the time. I appreciate it, and best wishes to you.
You're welcome. Thanks so much. We're going to be good.
I'm looking here on the web at a map of Southern California. It shows the fires, and as I move the cursor over each individual spot where things are burning, I get information. The fire at Harris, 70,000 acres, 5% contained. Fire at Witch, 145,000 acres, 0% contained. Many more fires on this map. You can find it at npr.org.